Welcome to Voice of the Freedom.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's great to have you here this morning. We're always glad to have that opportunity to talk about Jesus and the things he wants us to be doing. And, you know, when we were talking yesterday about praying for the drug situation to be cured, okay, what in the world's going on with that, you know? It says here in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You ever stop and think about that? Boy, I tell you what, there's not a lot of places in the Bible where there's a guarantee on something like that. But if it's said by Jesus right there, blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see, or the pure, I'm sorry. Maybe there's a correlation there. The pure in heart, okay? So Jesus, given this famous Sermon on the Mount, what is he talking about, okay? Let me see if I can get blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The echo of the meaning of purity in heart comes out of, you can go over to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, So where are we with this? You know, there's a bunch of people out here in this world that would like to take advantage of you for numerous reasons. Predator would take advantage of anybody. The pedophile wants to take advantage of children. The domestic violence rapist person, he wants to take advantage of his wife. You know, there's all kinds of different things going on out here in this world. Now, when we get to be Christians, it doesn't mean all these things go away. It just means there's a different fight going on. And so to seek to be more and more like Jesus, Jesus was 100% pure and without sin. So when I start looking and thinking about all these things that God and Jesus have done for us, look at where we end up in all this. With a pure heart. What in the world? With a pure heart. Man, oh man, it means I'm not trying to get the angle on you, and you're not trying to get the angle on me. And above it all, we realize Jesus is watching us and how we act and the things we do. And, you know, we're getting into this political thing, and we're seeing the personalities come out. And we're seeing, you know, the different angles being played, and we're just seeing all kinds of collusion and corruption. And and you look around and you say, wow. You know, it's a wonder we're able to function at all. And I look at the fact that Trump wins the presidency and he's doing things his way and undoing everything Obama has done. And then if Trump gets knocked out the next time, the people will come back in and, you know, on the other side and, you know, back and forth and you and you're and, you know, on and on. But nowhere in there do I see anything about pure heart. Nowhere, anywhere do I see him trying to push the Daniels, the Meshach, Abednegoes, the Josephs. They're not trying to put these people out front, because there's people that will cut your head off for a quarter in this thing that are going to push themselves out front, and it has nothing to do with what's good for your society or good for your community or who can do something. And you say, well, you're just politicizing, you know, your campaign or whatever. What I'm trying to get you to see is if you're involved in something other than Jesus, you're probably not that pure in heart. And I'm not saying you don't have a day job. I'm not saying you don't have tough decisions to make in your life. But if you plan on seeing God, let me explain this thing to you. You better figure this out. You better get in a position to understand the things that God has for you. And a lot of what the Lord has for you is when you're in a pure heart and you're purely thinking about Jesus and you're holy in your thought and your process and things, not only can things happen, but your prayers can get answered. And if we're going to pray that the drug situation will get out of here, all the people that want your picture taken and run out front in these things, that's not necessarily what we're after, because we're looking for that person that can go into their prayer closet and get in touch with God. You may be listening to this, and you may be that prayer warrior that it's going to take to pray through this situation and is so pure in heart that God wants to answer your prayer. See, we could say God wants to answer all of our prayers, but the problem with that is there's no opportunity for a lot of us to get our prayers answered because we can't quit thinking about ourselves long enough to think about anybody else. We can't quit promoting what we want and the things that are important to me, you know. And there's where our problem's going to be, because you're not going to have this pure thing going on. You're not going to have an opportunity to have your prayers answered, because you're nowhere near where God needs you to be in this thing. Well, I tell you what, you stop and start thinking a little bit about that, and the next thing you know, you ought to be convicted. And you say, well, what is convicted? Well, everybody probably remembers that Bible story where the prostitute is caught in the very act, I shouldn't call her a prostitute because I don't know that, but the woman was caught in a very act of adultery. So they bring her to Jesus, and Jesus says, okay, you guys found her, you caught her. Now let's look at it from this standpoint. Your sins haven't been exposed, but let's just take a look at something. Let's just take a look. Hey, he who is without sin, go ahead there, toss that first stone. Well, about all of them, you know, being in that Jewish sect there, they all knew one thing from the law, from having 613 laws. Guess what they knew? They knew they were all sinners, right? So at the end of the day, they're all sinners. At the end of the day, it says they wandered off from the eldest to the youngest. Now stop and think on this for a second. Why do they wander off from the eldest to the youngest? Well, if you stop and think about it, the older you get, the more wisdom you should have. Now, that's not always true with people. And with men, it may be like the old adage that says, once a man, twice a child. Because men have a tendency to be more childish than women growing up. And then when they get older, they kind of regress back to being as childish as they were before. So, sorry men, but that's just about the way it goes. So, when I start thinking about when Jesus says, yeah, here, throw this stone. He probably didn't say it in Scripture because he was writing in the dirt. But he probably stood up, picked up a rock, said, yeah, here, why don't you? And then Jesus looking you dead in the eye. And see, he's going to look everyone dead in the eye one day. Jesus is like, yeah, here, hey, how about you? Why don't you throw the first stone? Oh, how about you? And then they just kind of wander off. You know, you ever had that deal going where you're trying to wander off and not be seen someplace? I threw a rock at my brother one time. I missed him. But I had that same thing. I just kind of wandered off. You know what I mean? So there's where we're at in this thing. Pure hearts are hearts that are like Jesus. Pure hearts are people that want to help other people. They're seeking to make things better in their community. Listen, I don't need another job, and I sure don't need one where it's 60 days of fighting and arguing and knocking and banging. But I agreed to accept this. I agreed to do my best to win this. And I'm agreeing to work as hard as I can work for you to get some of the things that we need done in our community. And the needs are incredible. We don't have time for who's a Democrat and who's a Republican. We don't have time to argue and fight over every little thing. We got to make some changes. We got to start fighting this drug situation. We got to really get on the stick on this because we're losing. And that's just one example. You know, we know exactly what kind of jobs are hiring, and we're sitting there saying, well, we need this, we need this, we need this. We need to do it. I guarantee there is somebody out there in the electrician field that would love to have the opportunity to teach some young men and women how to be electricians. I guarantee there are some welders out there that would love to have the opportunity to teach kids how to weld. I guarantee that there's plumbers. I guarantee. And we're talking about jobs right now. We ended up with like almost $1,000 plumbing bill here one time. And, you know, maybe we shouldn't have paid it. I'll be honest with you, because it was just plumb unfair. And you don't have to be unfair to make a living, but once again, that's another story. But the pure in heart, the people who are purely after the things of Jesus, the Jesus First campaign that we're trying to run, putting Jesus out there to where people can see Jesus is more than just on Sunday morning at church. Jesus is a lifestyle. Jesus is a way of doing things where I can be pure in heart, conform more and more to what Jesus wants me to be. And because I'm conforming like that, guess what Jesus will do? He can bless me. He can also help me when I have a prayer request. When I say, Lord, we need this drug situation completely eradicated from our area. So what's the deal with the drugs? Well, number one, drugs, the epidemic or the proportion of what's going on here could be a judgment on the users, right? So, oh gosh, I hate when people preach that because grandma had cancer and grandma never sinned. Yeah, grandma sinned. Yeah, grandma sinned. Now, is that why she got cancer? No. Reigns on the just as well as the unjust, the Bible tells me. You know, we're in a sin-cursed world, so anybody can get it from anything, and from the foods we eat, it's a wonder we all don't have cancer. Okay, and we're probably all going to get something. But the pureness, the plan, the master plan that God has for you in your life depends on how pure you will get with Jesus. I got that out of the prayer we made yesterday for the eradication of the drugs in our area. You may be the one. I may be the one. I got to be more pure. I've got to be closer to Jesus. I've got to seek the things of this Bible out, because guess what? If I quit reading the Bible and I don't study it every day, and I get out here and do the things that the world's doing, I'm going to get away from the things that God wants. I'm going to get away from the one who can answer this prayer, who can eradicate this situation, who can get rid of drugs. Now, we talked about it the other day. Drugs, what is it? Well, drugs comes from the witchcraft. There's what they're talking about in the Bible, altering your brain chemistry. What else it comes from is where we get the word pharma, for pharmaceutical. See, all these drugs, all these concoctions, this is not new. This is not a new problem to Jesus Christ. He saw it coming. He knows it's there. He's asking us to call out and reach out to him and realize he's the only one that can solve it. If we're willing to do this, then the Lord, he's willing to do his part. I hope you have a great day, but listen, pure in heart. You can't do this on your own. You've got to find a good church where people love Jesus and they want to take you in. They want to mentor you. They want to help you grow in Jesus and the things that God wants. And if you do that, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. Hope and pray, and you have a great day. God bless.